the most important meal of the day, second breakfast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another Second Breakfast podcast. I'm Andy Roth alongside Phil Duvall. Say hi, Phil.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome back.
Hope everybody had a great weekend. Did you have a good weekend, Phil?
Let me think.
It's a holiday weekend, right?
It was a holiday weekend. Well, work's work. I work on Sundays, so here's the deal. But it was my last Sunday before I go on vacation. So after this, I'll be working throughout the week this week and then going on vacation. So I got a little bit of senioritis going for me.
Nice.
You know, like the week before vacation when you're like how much can I phone this in?
Indeed. I know.
And
malaise.
But I had a great 4th of July. How was your 4th of July?
It was really good. It was really good.
Did you see fireworks?
I did. Saw a baseball game. The home team won.
Well, then, come on. We're all set.
I know, right?
Then we're all set.
Yeah. I played some ukulele. Second Breakfast Nation, for those who don't know, I'm learning to play the ukulele.
I'm happy for you.
Could you explain that tone of voice, please?
Yeah, I mean, I play the ukulele, and I feel like you're just like, oh, I'll just take the instrument Phil's at, except that you're taking it way more seriously than I've ever taken it, so you're going to be better than me in like a week. And it's a little annoying. I think you could have picked literally, I mean, seriously, pick any other instrument, Andy. But that's fine. You did check in with me before you bought it, and you were like, I think I'm going to do this. And I was like, do it. So my problem, and maybe you've known people like this before, is that I have a hard time being happy for other people because somehow it means there's something wrong with me.
Like it lessens your happiness somehow.
Right, I can't, like if you are getting better at the ukulele, it just reminds me how much better I'm not getting at the ukulele. How much I leveled out 4 years ago.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my long-term plan is to steal your wife and children. So invasion of the Phil Snatchers is basically what I'm going to
be
doing.
I hope,
I
mean, here's the deal. As someone who wants the best for my wife and child, I'm not opposed to that plan. You might be much better for them than me. I mean, I want the best for them. And if the best is you, so be it.
That's extraordinarily magnanimous of you.
I'm a lover.
Excellent. Okay.
Andy, yes. One big thing for the week.
One big thing movie-wise. Phil, I have a question for you, and you may already know where I'm going with this because I know I've asked you this question before. I apologize. Have you seen, and did you like if you have, Bring It On?
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Okay.
I own Bring It On.
Awesome.
It is a pleasure of a film.
Awesome.
A joy.
My one big thing for you. Sometime when you're on vacation,
okay.
Please watch Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay.
What it is so much fun, and maybe
did you watch it this week? Was it one of your movies?
It is. It was. I found the Blu-ray for $3.50 in a bin.
Andy.
Yes.
One of the movies I watched this week.
Yeah.
Was a little film called Pitch Perfect.
No way!
Yeah, totally. It totally was. You and I have done the mind meld once again, my friend.
I love it.
By the way, on a movie that completely, I mean, it's been out for a little while. It's not like, we didn't talk about it to each other. We didn't mention it to each other.
Yes.
I heard so many good things about it. My wife had already seen it, but it came out, so I just taped it off of HBO, and lo and behold, we watched it the other night, and it was a lot of fun.
It's delightful. And
it is so funny that you bring up Bring It On, because literally the very first scene of the film we're watching, and I love when we're talking about a movie like Pitch Perfect and we use the term film, because I feel like there's some Frenchman somewhere throwing up, and that makes me happy.
Indeed.
But anyways, like somebody with the last name Godard is probably rolling around in their grave. Right. I'm just guessing.
Sure.
But anyways, so we were watching the very first scene, and I looked over at my wife, and I was like, oh, it's like Bring It On. And she was like, it is. And then she said, if Bring It On was a genre, that this would be in that genre.
She's not just right, she is precisely right.
Which makes me happy on two counts. One, because when someone you know is right, it just is great, isn't it? Sure. For someone to be that right.
Unless they're playing the ukulele, apparently. Continue.
No, I'm proud of you. I'm mostly proud of you. I appreciate that. I'm at least 85% happy for you.
You know what? Anything over 72, I'm good with. So fantastic.
Because here's the deal. I fail at practicing instruments, and I want to be making the time to play the ukulele or the guitar or the banjo or the piano or the harmonica. Those are the instruments that I have played with in the past. And what I do instead is look at them and then go like, that's interesting, and then go off and do something else.
Sure.
And so I'm jealous more than anything. But anyway, so first thing, my wife was right. That makes me happen.
Sure.
Happy. Second reason it makes me happy, Andy, is because I'm clearly rubbing off on my wife, because she says stuff like, if Bring It On were a genre,
it's true,
this would be in that genre. And I'm
it's
like,
true.
And she said that, I was like, you're right. That's right. And then I thought, that's really, you know, that's some crazy, that's like, she's getting a little crazy, I guess is what I'm saying. And I take that as her becoming more like me.
Amen. No, I dig that. I dig that. Well,
you know, we
well
rub off on each other. My wife is a huge proponent of baby wearing, as you know.
Yes.
Which, if you don't know what it is, I'm not going to tell you. Just look it up. It sounds ridiculous. I don't really care what you think. And what's funny is that she's a big proponent of it. And so even though I like make fun of her constantly for it, if someone else says anything about like baby wearing, or is like, oh, let me talk to you about it, and I know like all this stuff because of her, like she totally rubs off on me, and I'm like, oh, and then you don't want to do that, because you got to make sure it has the proper hip support, you know, you don't want to mess with their legs. And then the other thing, and I'm like doing the whole bit, I'm like teaching other guys how to rap. Why? Because of my wife.
Awesome.
So we do this to each other. We turn each other. You become each other, and it's scary to behold. Scary.
Yes.
Anyways,
so she is rubbing off on you in a way that like you will take better care of your children, and you are rubbing off on her in the way that like she will now talk about something like Pitch Perfect and use the word film.
Yeah, when you put it like that, I feel like crawling into a hole. But
no,
yeah, that's about right.
No,
but yes, that's
no,
about
I'm
right.
Good. I'm still impressed. I am still impressed with you, sir.
That's great, man. What else do you want to say about Pitch Perfect?
What, if you've seen it, Phil, I turn this to Second Breakfast Nation. Unless, if you have not seen Bring It On, watch Pitch Perfect. And also watch Bring It On. If you saw Bring It On and you liked it, or anything more than that, absolutely see Pitch Perfect. I would only say do not see Pitch Perfect if you literally hated everything about Bring It On.
Because it's a very similar movie.
It's a very similar movie, but like, I make no bones about the fact, as much as I loved Bring It On, I don't own it, and I don't really have any plans to.
I bought it. Yeah, I love Bring It On.
Fair.
That's okay.
Me too.
Okay.
But I mean, think about me, right? Like, clearly, if you're going to present me with a movie about a cappella and a movie about cheerleading, I'm going with the a cappella.
And I'm going with the cheerleading. I think you, I mean, that's it. You just said it.
That's
brilliant.
Right.
That's a perfect, Andy. This is the yin and yang of this relationship.
It's true. Not
this
for nothing.
Is...
Yes, that's true. Not for nothing. The fact that the girls in the a cappella group are not less attractive than the girls in the cheerleading group.
There's a couple that are a little less than.
That's fine. That's
okay. I'm just saying.
Okay. I don't care.
Bring it on. I think that's it. To me, it's like, you know, when you meet someone and then, or you're talking to someone about Skittles, because here's the thing. Everybody likes Skittles.
Sure.
That's maybe true. They're not the one you buy at the grocery store, but everybody likes Skittles.
Yeah.
But if you say to someone, some people, and I call them crazy people, will be like, oh, yeah, no, yellow's the best flavor. Okay. It's not. But I love those people, because those people can have my yellows and I'll take their reds and everybody wins.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so if you liked Pitch Perfect more, the thing else, and I like Bring It On, great. This is what makes
true.
The world go round.
That's true. It's true.
What kind of fantastical, ridiculous movies with hot chicks doing stuff do you like better? I like the cheerleader ones. You like the a cappella ones. Ta-da. The movie does a pretty good job of trying to make a cappella seem anything other than totally lame. And it is totally lame. And they do a good job of making it seem other than that. I appreciate that. It does. The a cappella is lame. The other thing is... You weren't even in an a cappella troupe, Andy.
Yes, but I liked a cappella before I got to college. It wasn't like, oh my god, I got a cappella.
I'm shocked you didn't join one of those their groups.
I almost did, and we never would have met. No, we might have met, but we never would have become friends.
No. Honestly. No, actually, but I have friends that are, in fact, some who listen to this show. One who is one of the stalwart listeners of the show, who is part of the female a cappella group.
Yes, I'm not saying, well, at least on my part, we wouldn't. It's not that we wouldn't have become friends because...
Oh, no, if you had been in the Bubs, we wouldn't have been friends.
Fine.
But that's the act,
that's
the truth.
From my end, it would have been because... I hate you so much. From my end, it would have been because I just wouldn't have had time to do drama.
No, I know. Oh, I knew what you meant. You meant you would have been... That would have been your life. Yes. I meant if you were a Beelzebub, we would not have been friends.
Yes.
Because I was not friends with those people.
I wasn't clarifying for you. I was clarifying for all the sec wreckers out there who I would like. I don't care if they think ill of me, but I'd like them to think ill of me for the right reasons.
They can think of me. I mean, I think every reason. I'm so self-loathing that I think any reason you think ill of me is probably a good reason. I'm like, that's true, yes. Probably too. I will say also, I think this is the first movie where Anna, and tell me if I'm wrong, where Anna Kendrick just straight up gets to be the romantic lead and gets to be a gorgeous. Is there another?
I can't think of another for the first half of your statement, and for the second half of your statement, I mean, I think she has had movies where she was gorgeous, whether or not they intended her to be. So
where they play it up. I mean, yes. She's beautiful and up in the air, but that's not the first thing you're drawn to.
And she's the romantic lead in 50-50, but that's not how she's
presented.
I haven't seen
50-50, so that's...
She's excellent, but, I mean, it's not...
I'm used to her from Up in the Air and Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
So,
yes.
There you go.
And who can forget her in the Twilight movies?
The what?
Twilight movies.
The what?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
having only seen the first two, I cannot confirm if she's in the second two.
Seen the zero.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Seriously.
No worries. Seriously. No worries. If the vampires actually killed a person, I'd be interested.
Honestly, you're going to die later than me. Like, I will die sooner because
I'm going to watch Fright Night a couple more times because I like my vampires to be murderous animals from hell. That's what I want.
Totes. Okay. Let's move on to the 5-minute portion of our Monday podcast. For those who are just joining us for the first time, welcome, and what the heck took you so long?
Seriously.
I have a...
Andy, what's that in your hand?
It is a timer set to 4 minutes and 50 seconds. When the timer goes out, you will hear this sound.
Baruga!
That means we have 10 seconds left to wrap it up. We never make it, but we always give it a good college try. And what we do in those 5 minutes is tell you all the movies we saw this past week and the movies coming out this upcoming week or weekend that you might be interested in seeing.
Awesome. I'd like you to go first just because...
Okay.
I have an idea.
Okay. Yes. Fantastic. And away we... go. I saw this week. I saw 6 movies.
Okay.
The first one was the movie that The Departed was based on, the Hong Kong thriller Infernal Affairs.
Okay.
It was absolutely amazing. It not everything in the movie worked, but enough did that it was just fantastic. I watched Lena Dunham, who you probably know from Girls. I watched her debut film, Tiny Furniture. I watched the Project Melway movie Signs. I watched Pitch Perfect, as I said.
Nice.
I watched the old Richard Burton thriller, The Spy Who Came In From the Cold.
Wow, look at you.
It was amazing.
Look at you.
It was amazing. Big fan. Huge. And I watched a movie called The Loneliest Planet, which had... It was a relationship drama.
Okay.
Where something happens. It was very indie movie. It's a bunch of like gorgeous shots because it's a man and woman and they're either engaged or clearly about to be, and they're traveling through the Ukraine or the country of Georgia, and it's I didn't know the woman. The man is Gael Garcia Bernal.
Heard of him, yep.
Who is just great. It's very well acted, And the final analysis, I didn't love it. I liked it. It just took too long to make its point, in my opinion.
You know how I know you're right? You know how I know you're right?
Tell me.
Because I've already forgotten the name of the movie you were talking about. Because I've already forgotten the name of the movie.
Nice. Because I took.
I was listening, and I've already forgotten.
Sure. No. Fair enough. That's it.
So
I'm done.
What was it called?
The Loneliest Planet.
That's right. Okay, I remember again. Well, Andy, this week I saw 8 films.
Hey!
I beat you. What up? You can't see me. My time is now.
Oh.
You have no idea how happy I am.
Oh. You know what? Cal Ripken Jr. didn't wait. We're about to go on vacation, folks. Cal Ripken Jr. didn't wait till the beginning of a season to end his streak voluntarily. He did it at the end of a season.
I am glad
it happened before vacation.
Game on, people. And by the way, this there's 2 auspicious things I want to say about my 8 movies.
All right.
The first 6 of them were movies I had never seen before.
Well done.
And the last 2 and the last 4 were all in one day.
Nice. Very briefly, I did pretty well with that too. I guess 4 of them I had never seen before. The only 2 I'd seen before were Pitch Perfect and Signs.
Right.
Yeah.
Started the week with the movie called The Kings of Summer.
Nice.
Which I think you should see. It's not great.
Okay.
But it's interesting, and there's a lot of wonderful moments, and I think it might do for us to talk about it at some point.
Okay.
Pitch Perfect I saw after that with the wife, as I said. Saw a little movie to celebrate 4th of July called 7 Psychopaths.
Nice.
It was incredibly mediocre.
Yes.
I guess credibly mediocre. Very mediocre and very credibly so. And super meta and very self-aware.
Yes. Yes.
Well done. And the acting in this movie, this is a good example. 7 Psychopaths is a good example of a movie where the acting is better than the movie itself.
Yep.
Where some people go, well, what does that mean? Like, how can a movie be really good? Or how can the performance be really good, but the movie's not very good? Sam Rockwell continues to be one of the most underappreciated actors of his generation and of our time. Sam Rockwell is a brilliant actor.
Yes.
And he's phenomenal in this, as is Walken, as is Tom Waits for his little bit, and Colin Farrell.
Just so you know. Yes.
I saw Krista and I watched In the Heat of the Night for our AFI Top 100.
Nice.
Fantastic movie. Has
Had you seen
everybody
it
in it. I have never seen it before.
Oh, so good.
We watched and Rod Steiger is amazing in this movie.
Yes,
and, I mean Sidney Poitier goes without saying, but Rod Steiger, who won an Oscar for this, should have,
because
they weren't giving Oscars to black people back then.
Nope.
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, I need to see it again. I can't even talk about it until I see it again, except to say that Gary Oldman again is Gary Oldman.
That's true.
Win-win.
Nice.
I saw that and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy in the same day, which means Gary Oldman and Paul Giamatti, 2 of my favorite actors of all time, one right after the other. Paul Giamatti is continuously a revelation, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just a genius. Despicable Awuga. Despicable Me and Signs.
Nice. Despicable Me or Despicable Me 2?
Despicable Me 1, my daughter wanted to watch it, getting her ready to go see it in the movie theaters.
Nice.
8 movies, what up?
Well done. You have bested me this week, and I anticipate you besting me in many weeks moving forward. Very briefly, we'll wrap up with this. The movie's coming out this week that you should or you should or might want to see. Pacific Rim. Robots mega punching alien sea monsters. Yes, please. Grown-ups.
Wait, is that what it's about? I couldn't tell from the trailers.
I know, right? Grown-ups 2, for those
Stop.
Who wanted
Stop.
More
Shame
information.
I believe the subtitle is Grown-ups 2, Shame on You for Asking.
Indeed.
I'm pretty sure.
You're not wrong. And VHS 2, the horror anthology, it's been out for several weeks on VOD, but it's coming to theaters. I'm going to try and see it in the theater. I imagine that's a limited release. I just don't know. And that'll do it for this Monday on Second Breakfast Podcast. I'm Andy Roth, and that's Phil DeVall. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
The most important meal of the day, second.